First of all, call your attention to the fact that we have the Mercy Devotion on Sunday, beginning with exposition of the Blessed Sacrament immediately after the 11 o'clock Mass. We'll have confessions and rosary, and then at 3 o'clock we'll have the Divine Mercy Chaplet and benediction. Also on Wednesday this week we have Movie McNeil, the movie at 2 o'clock, and again at 7 o'clock on Paul II Room will be Coquefield Miracle. During the days of Prohibition, a newly ordained priest was hearing confessions, and a bootlegger came in and confessed bootlegging whiskey. And he said, "Oh my, he had been trained in seminary, but he had no idea what appropriate penance to give." So he went to the pastor and said, "I have a bootlegger in confession. I don't know what to give him." The pastor says, "That's you, but I wouldn't give him more than a dollar a quart." Now, today is Mercy Sunday. And when Pope St. John XXII announced the changing of this, naming this day as Mercy Sunday, there were people that were upset with it. He said, "Okay, another change." It didn't really make any sense that they objected, because this Sunday, and every Sunday indeed, is a mercy day, and God's mercy is proclaimed. And even long before the changes after the Second Vatican Council, this gospel was read on Sunday for years ago. And this gospel is a really important thing because it proclaims the mercy of God. And one of the things that I think really speaks of is when Jesus returned to the apostles in the upper room, and if he were like most of us, he would not have obeyed. He would have really, I think, well, telling the rest of the apostles, "Get out of here. I don't want to see you again." Maybe just John today, because at least he was at the foot of the cross. So the rest of them all left and ran away, and Peter denied three times. But thanks be to God, he is not like us. Because what does he say? He says, "Peace be with you." He shows him his hands and his side because he wants them to fight. And he says again, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." And we hear the story also about Thomas. And we often call him, title for him is Disobedient Thomas. Because when Jesus says, "Put your finger in the nail marks, put your hand in the side," it doesn't show him doing that. I think, this is just my opinion, that when Jesus gave Thomas his own word, and I don't think he needed to put his fingers in the marks or his hand in the side. But what Jesus does in giving the apostles and their successors the gift of the sacrament of penance is peace and its mercy. It's important for us to understand that even though Jesus calls us elsewhere in the Gospels, "Be perfect as your Father is perfect," he knows we can't do it. And if there was not a sacrament, we would be lost. Indeed, there were people in the earlier days of the church who waited to get baptized until they were just before death, so they wouldn't have any sins after they were a dangerous gamble to make. But Jesus has given us, he gave it to apostles and to their successors and to priests. He gives us his own power to forgive sins and to reconcile us, to bring us back into the right relationship with him so that we can become or strive to become like the perfect image of the church that we see in the first reading. And it's important to know that the sacrament of penance isn't just for forgive sin. Come to the sacrament of penance, we receive Jesus. We receive Jesus in just as real a way as we receive him in the Eucharist under the sign of bread and wine. He is present in that sacrament of penance. And he forgives us to desire to receive that sacrament. It's something that doesn't make sense. And yet Jesus loves us so much that he forgives us. He wants us, by the grace of that sacrament, to live his life, to be mindful of his mercies, to seek his grace over and over again in the sacrament. He wants us to receive his grace and mercy, to forgive us. When we are given a penance, not something whereby we pay for the forgiveness we've received. That payment was made by Jesus on the cross and the resurrection. And one of the things I do is that when I have somebody in confession who's been, I don't give them a penance like, okay, now you have to make a pilgrimage to Rome on your knees or something like that. But rather, I tell them I want them to pray one Our Father and one Hail Mary, to realize they can't make up for their sins, but Jesus has already done so. We are called to be perfect by God's grace. We need never be fearful about coming to the sacrament of penance, because every priest who ministers the sacrament is himself also. You did this? No, because we are sinners ourselves. And so there's nothing to be afraid of. Come and unburden yourself. The Lord wants to forgive you. He calls you to the sacrament. He wants us to, through that sacrament and through the Eucharist, of course, grace living in us here and now, that when he calls us at the end of our lives, we have the fullness of eternal life in the world that will never end.